There are a lot of variations on the Hamlet story, from the musical The Lion King to the drama Hodder, set amidst the recent conflict in Kashmir. But Fat Ham, this year's winner of the Pulitzer Prize in Drama, now playing off-Broadway in New York, goes in an unexpected direction. NPR's Jennifer Venasco visited some members of the cast and creative team to find out more.
We know what happens in Hamlet. A college student sees the ghost of his father. He learns his father was killed by his uncle, the uncle who's now his mother's new husband. Then he spends the rest of the time figuring out whether and how he should seek revenge.
Juicy is a kind of Hamlet. He's sort of dealing with the social obstacles of being queer and Black and navigating the world.
That's Marcel Spears, the actor playing Juicy. In Fat Ham, Juicy is at a family barbecue when he sees the ghost of his father in a sparkly white suit. No surprise here. His dad wants Juicy to kill his uncle, who, following Hamlet, is now married to his mom. Here's Juicy explaining the situation to his cousin, Tio.
Yeah. Well, what you gonna do?
Well, I ain't never killed nobody.
Yeah, I think it's probably mad hard.
Exactly.
Playwright James Ime says he fell in love with Hamlet in college and eventually started playing around with ideas for his own version.
You know, if you would have asked me a couple of years ago, I would have said this is a play about, you know, ending cycles of violence or ending cycles of trauma, inherited trauma. And now, you know, I think the play is about how families choose what they want to hold on to and what they want to let go of.
There's a lot of deep conversation here about ethics and expectations and what happens when you want something different from what your parents want from you. Also, revenge. But this is a play based on Hamlet, not actually Hamlet. So Ime's goes in a new direction. Fat Ham is funny. There's karaoke. There's a scene with a helium balloon where the younger characters blurt out their dreams in chipmunk voices.
What you trying to do with life?
I want to run a shooting range!
Yes. The Ophelia character wants to run a shooting range. Most importantly, though, this is a family that loves each other, even though they drive each other crazy. It feels real, especially the relationship between Juicy and his mother.
Black mothers and their sons, right? Like, on the nose, it is Black mothers and their sons. And for Juicy's character as a young queer boy, she's a life raft in an ocean of despair.
Sade Lithcott is the chief executive officer of National Black Theater, based in Harlem. It's co-producing the show with the Public Theater. Lithcott calls Ime's a modern-day Baldwin, poetic and insightful.
Like, nobody is scratching at perfection in this work. Everyone is terribly flawed. And in all of those flaws, there is a deep, unending, unconditional love, and they keep rooting for each other's to be free.
Juicy comes across as sullen to his uncle, but he's constantly talking to the audience, letting us know a sharper, funnier young man. He's playful, and he kind of speaks as if he's expecting an answer. Playwright James Ime's.
Yeah. I mean, my first real theater, you know, DNA is the church. I grew up in a charismatic Black church in the South. And there's no real division between what's happening in the pulpit and what's happening in the audience.
Ime says, unlike a lot of theater, he wants the audience and actors to feel like there's not a separation between them. There's a back and forth, almost like the audience is another character in the show.
Like, that's me saying, I see you, we see you. You are visible in this play.
The playwright, the actors, they want the audience to feel like they can express themselves because part of the point of this play is being open frees everyone, children, but also their parents. Saheem Ali directed Fat Ham.
This play's about liberation, pushing back against opposition to your truth, and just the importance of being honest with your family at whatever cost.
That all sounds so serious, but this is a celebration. After all, there are balloons, a barbecue is going. Revealing too much about the ending would give away the surprise and pleasure of it. Let's just say those audience members who Juicy has been talking to the whole show, at the end of Fat Ham, they're on their feet and they're dancing. Who's ever heard of people responding to Hamlet like that? Jennifer Vanasco, NPR News, New York.